ृंदवती तेजोमयी नष्टिकी स्निग्धा पांगविलोकिनी भगवती मंदस्मितश्रीमुखी वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणी सुमधुरं संकीर्तनालापिनी श्यामांगी मदसिद्धसूक्तिं अमृतानंदात्मिकामीश्वरी
அம்மேனின் பதத்தாரில் வீண் அபயம் என்னோடீருமியே சென்னே தக்கத பல்லவால் தழுகிடும் ஸ்னேகாமிரதம் தூகியும் சம்மோதத்தோடு சாந்த்வனங்கள் அருளும் தேஜஸ்வினி சத்குரு பிரம்மானந்த ரசம் வழிஞ்ச பொருளே நீ தன்னியான ஆசயம் பிரம்மானந்த ரசம் வழிஞ்ச பொருளே
We'll discuss the second sutra of Brahma Sutra. So as we learned, the first four sutras are four sections of four adhikaranas. Second adhikarana is named after the sutra that comes. But the first sutra that we learned was Atha Atho Brahma Jitnyasa, two word sutra. It has two words in it. This sutra has just one word. So the sutra is like, we'll first just see the sutra, the wordings of the sutra and the meaning, and then like we'll get into the real meaning or import analysis behind the sutra. Janma adhyasya yataha, it's just one word. The sutra is composed of just one word, janma adhyasya yataha. So if we split it, then it becomes janma adi. Janma adhyasya yataha, janma adi asya yataha. So janma adi asya yataha. So janma adi, birth, etc. Janma, etc. Asya, asya means this, of this, or this apostrophe, yes. And yataha, yataha means yasmat karanat, or from which, or because of which. So birth etc. of this, from what? So that's not exactly complete. So from what? Then we have to put a comma and say that is called Brahman. Tat Brahma, you can add. So the first sutra spoke about Atha Ato Brahma Jijnyasa, as to what, let's have the desire to know Brahman. So once we get into, or once the question comes as to we have, or once we start as to we, let's know Brahman, the first thing that the teacher has to tell is, what is Brahman? Or Lakshanam, it's called Lakshanam. Characteristics or definition of Brahman, that is what this shloka does. So this shloka speaks about Janma Adi Asya Yataha Tat Brahma. Janma, birth, etc. Asya, of this. Yataha, yataha means because of or from what? Tat Brahma, that is Brahman. So asya, asya here means asya, wherever Vedanta uses asya, iha, etc., it means the jagat or the world. So asya means jagataha, we can say. You can translate or convert it to jagataha. Jagataha means of this world. So this world's, so janma adi, you can say janma. If it is janma, so here janma, it's not shadvikara janma, but it is srishti that is being spoken about. Janma means creation. So that means srishtisthiti layam. So srishtisthiti layam jagataha, of jagat. Yataha, from which, that is known as Brahman. That is to be known as Brahman, or that is Brahman. So what is Brahman? Brahman is that from which the world gets created, comma, protected or resides, comma, destroyed. That means created means created from Brahman, resides in Brahman, and after destruction merges onto Brahman. That is to be known as Brahman. So that each of the sutra, each of the Brahma sutra is, as we learned, it's an analysis of scriptural statements or the scriptures. So this sutra or the original shruti or smriti which is being referred here is Taittiriya Upanishad statement. Yato va imani bhutani jayanti yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti tad vijinyasasva tad brahmeti. Yato va imani bhutani jayanti, all these beings from whom these beings come, yena jatani jivanti, jatani whatever had been born, jivanti resides, yat prayanti abhisamvishanti, that at the time of destruction it merges or enters back, tat vididnyasasva, that is to be known, to be realized, tat brahma iti, know that to be Brahman. So tat vididnyasasva means, that is what the previous sutra said, atato brahma jidnyasa, let us know Brahman. What is that Brahman? That is chinmadyasya yataha. So janma adi asya, but like when it becomes sandhi, janma jyasya yataha, it might seem like ya there, yasya, it's not yasya, it's asya, janma adi asya, it becomes janma jyasya yataha. So that's about the sutra, about the meaning of the sutra, as to what is the relation or context of the sutra from the previous sutra. But going back as to Brahman, or like going back to the fundamental concept as to what is real and what is unreal, all this analysis, all that Vedanta tries to analyze, that can be split into just two components, as Shankara says in Brahmajnanavali Mala, Drig Drishyav Dvav Padartostaha Paraspara Vilakshanav Drig Brahma Drishyam Mayeti Sarva Vedanta Dindima. So only two entities, Drik and Drishyam, Brahman and Maya, or Brahman and Jagat, what we, Chit and Jadam, what we discussed. So those are the two entities that are there. So final analysis, we come to only Chit and Jadam. And we saw as to why should we know Brahman. We should know Brahman because Brahman is bliss or Anandam that we are seeking. That is the reason why we need to know about Brahman. We need to know about Brahman because Brahman has that characteristics or that quality. Shouldn't say quality, but Brahman is that which we are seeking. So we all are seeking Anandam. We seek bliss in life. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we seek only bliss. And that bliss is there only in Brahman. How can we say that bliss is only there in Brahman? Yo vai bhuma tat sukam nalpe sukam asti. Chandogya Upanishad says that which is bhuma, it is a nama of Amma as well, like bhuma, bhuma rupaye namaha. So bhuma means that which is purnam, that which is perfect, that which is full. And that alone can give happiness. Everything else cannot give happiness. And Brahman, the word Brahman or Brahma means Brahatvad, Brahmanatvad, Va Brahma. Brahat means that which is very big. And Brahmanam, Brahmanam means that from which the world is created. That which appears as the world. So Brahman is that entity which is called as Chit. So finally, when we come down to our analysis, we have only Chit and Jadam. And Chit is that which pulsates in each one of us, which cannot be known as this or idam. Idam, whatever we say as idam, whatever we say this, We cannot know Brahman through that because this means it's an object. Idam rupam tu yat yavat tatyaktum shakyate akilam. Ashakyo hi anidam rupah sa atma bada varjitah. Vidyaranya says in Panchadashi third chapter that when we analyze things, we have idam this and that which cannot be termed as this. Is there really that which cannot be known as this? There is. That is the person or the subject who is doing the analysis, who is objectifying. So the subject who is objectifying, he is anidam. He cannot be called as idam. And whatever is there idam, that can be renounced. How do we know that can be renounced? Because when we go into the state of sushupti, when we go into deep sleep, all that is negated. Even though it is temporary negation, but still it is negation. And if it can be negated, it has to be jadam because it is not sat. Sattva bhasika chitkva vetara sattaya hi chit chittaya hi ham. Ramana Maharshi says, sat, existence is completely possible only for chit, because chit is only that entity which remains beyond time, space and causation. So consciousness alone stays beyond all existence, beyond all limitation, beyond all agents. Therefore, that consciousness alone is real, and idam, whatever we call as idam, can be renounced because it is not there at some point of time. And if it is not there at some point of time, then it cannot be called sat, because nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah. Krishna gives eternal rule for what is sat and what is asat. Sat or real is that which doesn't have any bhadam. That which always exists is called real. And that which exists for a temporary period of time is asat, because it is only an illusion. It temporarily stays and then it vanishes. We cannot call it real. We think that the body or the people around us are real because we think they are eternal. We think, but that also vanishes. When it vanishes, the person vanishes. So that means we know that whatever exists for a limited period of time, that is not sat, that is asat, that is not sat, cannot be sat, because sat is that which always exists. And idam, whatever we call as idam, whatever we call as jadam, whatever we have as jagat, everything except the consciousness, the I principle in each one of us, that is negated during dream as well as during deep sleep. So that means it is not real. That is the reason why there is one chit and there is jadam. Chit is sat, jadam is asat. So, but asat means like that which doesn't exist at all. Therefore, Vedanta says, temporarily jadam is mithya. It's not asat because it seems to exist now. Therefore, let's call it differently, mithya or illusory or illusion. So this chit jadam is only two things that is present. Jadam can be negated, chit cannot be negated. So if this is the case, then anandam, as we saw, like anandam is only in Brahman because Brahman is Purnam. Not only because Brahman is Purnam, also because Brahman is Sat. So anandam that we speak about is everlasting happiness. It is not sukham that we get out of like some condition. The sukham that we get like for one day, 2 day, it's not that sukham. It is anandam, it is eternal. That's also the reason why meeting Mahatmas like Amma cannot give us anandam, can only give us sukham. So when we meet Amma, it's not anandam that we get, it's only sukham. It's a reflection of anandam. That's how Vidyaranya says, that is anandamaya kosha. It is only sukham, because real anandam can only come out of chit. And real anandam can come out of chit means we need to realize that we are that chit. Then only we will be able to get it. So this is, since chit is anandam and jadam is something which can be negated. Chit cannot be negated. Why chit cannot be negated? Because the consciousness in us can never be negated. Whether it is waking or dream or deep sleep, those are the only three states possible in life. All those three states, there is this I. There is this chit is there. But that chit, as we learned, that chit is mixed with the jiva, with the ego, with the body, with people around us. And therefore, we don't really know that I. That is what Shankara called as adhyasam. But when we know chit and jadam, we will know that the I that gets associated with objects is jiva, the I which can remain a witness, the I which is not at all associated, that is the real I. That's the reason why idam, whatever is idam, whatever is jadam, if we go on negating, do neti neti, everything that is possible, finally only one thing will remain, that is chit, that is our real nature. So though there is the I in dream, the I in waking, the I in deep sleep, all those three, there are different I's in each of those. But still we say, I who was sleeping am awake now. So there is something connecting, but there is some I which is not the same for each of those. That's why Mandukya Upanishad says that, gives a different term for each of the jiva. So the jiva is different, but the substratum, the real I, is one alone. Puratraye kridati yascha jivah tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram adharam anandam akandaholam yasmin layam yati puratrayam cha. Kaivalya Upanishad says that jiva, it's like basically one jiva, which is the turiya avastha jiva, who enters into all these three avasthas, and he is termed differently. And those different jivas, the substratum, adharam, is anandam akandam. So akanda ananda bodham. And that is where these puratrayam, these three avastas, as well as the jivas, merge. And that is what we said, the qualities of chit. It is akandam and anandam. Therefore, our goal, we need to know Brahman. So that is what the previous sutra said. We need to know Brahman. And what is Brahman? Jadam, remove all jadam, negate all jadam, what will remain behind, what will remain as a substratum is chit. So the next question comes, that is the case, what is jadam? Can you please explain about jadam? What is the jagat? So that is what this sutra also does that. So jagat, if we analyze jagat or jadam, if we analyze jagat, the jagat comes from one entity, that's what Shastras say, and everything has to come from one being, logically as well. Therefore, there is one principle which we call Brahman, let's for now call him Ishvara. So there is a Ishvara from whom all these come. And Ishvara has the power of Maya, that means Maya is in him, so he is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam. He is a non-differentiable, efficient as well as material cause of the world. So the world gets created in Ishvara, from Ishvara, but the world has to reside somewhere. That which is created cannot be real again, because real is that which always is there. Tadeva saumya idam agra asit ekameva advitiyam. There was only Sat or Chit or Brahman or Arishvara. That alone was there before creation. That means creation is not real. That which is not real has to have a real thing as its substratum. It needs a real thing for to be supported to exist itself. That is the reason why when we go to dream, we don't see the world, because to experience the world, the chit in us has to experience it. So that means the world has come from Brahman. The world has to reside in a Sat entity, Sat or Chit entity, There is only one Sat, again that Ishvara, so the world resides in Ishvara. And that which is born, of course, has to die. It's an eternal rule. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. So if there is birth, then there will be death as well. That means at the time of death, where will the world go? It cannot come out of Ishvara and go somewhere else. That is not possible. One, that's not possible because that from which the world came, that possesses the world, that controls the world, therefore it has to go back to him. And another reason is there is nothing apart from Ishvara for the world to go. So that means the world goes to back to Brahman. That is what the sutra says. So the world or Jagat comes from Brahman, resides in Brahman, goes back to Brahman. If this is the case, then do we really have a Jagat? So that is what is the real analysis of this sutra. What we discussed in the first class as Chit, Jadam. Chit is real. Jadam is not at all there. That is proved clearly here. Why is that? Only Chit is there. Because something that comes out of Ishvara, something which stays in Ishvara, something which merges onto Ishvara, has to be one with Ishvara. The dream world which comes out of the dreamer, which stays in the dreamer, which merges into the dreamer, cannot be different from the dreamer. And this is what the Shastras say through the examples of various gold ornaments as well as mud. Ghatakudhyadikam sarvam mrittika matrameva hi tadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. Again, Brahma Jnanavali Mala says, Ghatam, Ghatam, Kudhyam. So, Ghatam means pot, Kudhyam means wall. Pot, wall, all are made out of mud. They reside in mud. They merge onto mud. Therefore, they have to be mud alone. Similarly, this world also is Ishvara. Now, is this Ishvara different from Brahman or is it one with Brahman? So, considering that Ishvara is different from Brahman, that means there are two entities. That is against Shastra, that is against logic, because logically when there are two things, there needs to be some relation. That relation causes a limitation. That limitation means it is not eternal. So it becomes, it ceases to be real. So therefore this Ishvara is the same as Brahman. Some people use it as Brahman, some people call Ishvara, some people prefer it. Paramatma uses Ishvara quite a lot. Some people call it just Brahman. Balakrishnana uses Paramatma as well at times. Bodham, Chit, all are Paryayam. Chit can be called Brahman, Paramatman, Ishvara, Bhagavan, Bodham, Prajnanam, whatever we can call it. And Jadam is everything else. Whatever we see, Dvaitam, everything we can call. Who is Brahman and Ishvara the same? So Bhagavatam in the beginning itself is said, Vadantu tat tattva vidaha. Vadanti, I guess. Vadanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdyate. So what it says is Vadanti. People speak. Who? Tat, about Brahman. About the supreme truth. Tattva vidaha, knowers of the truth, speak about that truth as jnanam, advayam, advaya jnanam, non-dual knowledge. Knowledge means chit. Speak of it as bodham, kanda ananda bodham. Speak of it as chit and they term it as brahma iti, brahman. Brahma iti, paramatma iti, bhagavan iti, shabdyate, shabdas. Shabda, they are pariyayas, that's it. Different words are used. Puranas use Paramatman, Ishvara. Shastras use Brahman. Shankara uses Vishnu in many places. All are same pariyayas. There cannot be two entities. Because Akandam and Anandam. Akandam itself means it cannot be many. Bodham also cannot be many. Chit or consciousness is one alone. Oh, why is chit consciousness one alone? Simple logic is, when we go to dream, when we are in deep sleep, there is only one consciousness. That means There can be only one consciousness. Consciousness is that which experiences its own existence. Aprameya swaprakasha. Aprameya. Devi cannot be known. If she cannot be known, then does she really exist? She exists. Swaprakasha, swayam prakasham. It doesn't need any other light for its existence. So, that means chit. If it exists, if there are two chit, both the chit will always be shining. That means when we are dreaming, when we are in deep sleep, we should experience it. Oh, when I dream, the other person is awake. So my chit, when I am dreaming, the other person is awake. But is the other person really there? If the other person is really there, you should experience the other person. You don't experience the other person, that itself means it doesn't exist. Oh, Vedanta says that Brahman cannot be known. Mano, vacha, magochara. Brahman cannot be known, cannot be objectified. Similarly, chit cannot be objectified. Therefore, the other chit cannot be objectified. Therefore, it's not there. Therefore, you cannot say that it is not there. It is there. It cannot be objectified. Therefore, there are two chits. If somebody argues, then chit cannot be really objectified, but still it can be known through a pure mind. Manase vedam aptavyam. Manasa eva idam aptavyam. The Shastras will not say about Brahman as tadvijnyasasva or brahmajnyasa if Brahman cannot be known. So that means it can be known, but not through the normal medium. Cannot be objectified like we think. Can only be objectified by a pure mind, which is, when the mind is pure, it becomes one with the Atman. So that means, if our chit was there or is there in dream, then if the other chit is there, if we purify our chit, we should be able to see the other chit as well. And even if we take it that, okay, I am not realized, even if I am realized, the other chit is there. Like the argument, like whatever I gave is wrong. The argument is wrong. You cannot say that there are no two chits. There are two chits in dream, but in deep sleep we don't really experience. In dream at least we can say our mind is not pure, therefore I don't experience. But then what would happen if we purify our mind and go to dream? Will there be two chits? There won't be two chits. At least if even we don't need to go till that state, in deep sleep we are pure. How do we know we are pure? If the mind is not pure, then it cannot be called Sushupti. It has to be Swapnam. Whenever there are thoughts in the mind, that means it is either Swapnam or Jagrat. That means in Sushupti the mind is pure, but still we don't experience anybody else. Therefore, Chitti is one alone. There are other logical explanations as well. I won't enter into all those. It's not worth trying or spending too much intellect on this. So there is only one chit, there cannot be multiple chits. So Brahman is one alone, it is termed differently. So getting back to our topic of Brahman and Jagat. So even as various objects made of mud, which come from mud, which stay in mud and which merge onto mud, is mud alone. Similarly, this world, which has come from Brahman, which resides in Brahman, which merges onto Brahman, is also Brahman. In that case, like how can we explain the differences that we see? So the various objects of mud that we see have different names and forms. So there are different names and forms for each mud pot as well as wall, but still substratum, underlying substratum is the same. A person can have two visions. He can either see the nama rupam and get deluded into thinking they are different, or he can pierce through the nama rupam and know the real thing. Only a fool will think that pot and wall are different, because pot is temporary. It temporarily stays. After some time, the pot will break, it will become mud. That's what Shastra say about Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, gold ornaments. So, various gold ornaments are there, but the goldsmith, if we take them to the goldsmith, he doesn't care whether it's a chain or ring or bracelet, he doesn't care. He'll just remove the Namarupam, he know that it is gold. Only our vision or we think those are different and we get deluded. At least in that case, oh, we are not really that much deluded in gold with gold ornaments. So the analogy is just to show that, like, we should have the right vision and not the wrong vision. So with respect to gold ornaments, we may not get much deluded, but with respect to the world, we will get deluded. So that this or seeing the world as Brahman, because if we pierce through the Namarupam, there is only Brahman, that is called Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi. Kanaka Eka Mahabuddhi, Kanaka alone seeing that intellect, Mahabuddhi, it is a great intellect because it pierces through Namarupam and it sees only Kanakam. Similarly, Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi, that intellect which sees Brahman everywhere, pierces through Namarupam and sees Brahman, that is Brahma Eka Mahabuddhi. So that is what, so what this takes us to is that the world is only Namarupam. Only Namarupam means it is not at all there. So a person who needs Anandam, oh, I have to realize, realizing is very tough. Bodham, some people say Bodham, some people say Brahman, some people say, like, you have to struggle quite a lot. It is the self. You have to do lot of spiritual practice, I have to do meditation, I have to listen to discourses on Brahma Sutra. It's very tough. We need to look no further than here, what the Sutra says. The Sutra is very clearly telling that whatever you see is Brahman as a substratum, because that which has come from Brahman, that which resides in Brahman, that which merges onto Brahman, cannot be different from Brahman. That means it is one with Brahman. So that means whatever we see is Brahman. So that means the way out of this dukkham that we experience or that we are experiencing is also quite clear. Just have this right vision. Know the world in its reality. Asya, this jagatah, this jagat, know Brahman to be the substratum of jagat, which means no Brahman to be jagat without Namarupam. So piercing through Namarupam and seeing everything as one Brahman, that is moksha, that is realization, that will give us Anandam. Will it really give Anandam? I am doing it now, I am not getting Anandam. That is where we should remember how we define Chit or Bodham. It is Akhandam and Anandam. Akhandam means it is one alone. Anandam means it's blissful. So we should always remember that everything that we see, we have to constantly remember Akhanda Anandam. That means whenever we see anything, we will immediately say, okay, this is Brahma Sutra says that this is Namarupam. What I am experiencing is only Namarupam. It is only Akhanda Anandam. That means such a person will be able to see Anandam everywhere. That's what Ramana Maharshi used to say. Drishtim jnanamayim krutva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. The jagat is seen as Brahman, filled with Brahman, with the vision, right vision, vision of knowledge. So if we are able to just remember this sutra, jinmadhyasyataha, then we will be able to get Anandam out of everything, because whatever we see is Anandam. But that means when we should really implement it. Dhamma says, or Mahatma say, it is not just intellectually just thinking and forgetting. So we may also think that intellectual conviction or paroksha jnanam is called intellectual conviction, or intellectually asserting and then realizing is aparoksha. Paroksha means when you listen from the guru and get convinced of it. When you really implement, experience it, that is aparoksham. So it's not much of a difference. The difference between paroksham and aparoksham, the difference between intellectual conviction, which is also called siddhanta jnanam. Siddhanta jnanam means it's in the buddhi. The buddhi and anubhavam or experience is only for people who have been learning Vedanta, who know Vedanta, who just go on preaching Vedanta. They don't experience, they don't implement it. It is for those people that the difference is mentioned. If the intellect is convinced, so that's where Paroksha Jnanam, if we define Paroksha Jnanam as intellectual conviction, that means Shravanam and Mananam and Nididhyasanam. If that is Shravanam and Mananam itself is done, then we are already realized. It may take some time to get adjusted, but still we are realized. Because intellectual conviction, wherever intellectual conviction is there, we may fall off, or like the intellectual, based on the strength of the intellectual conviction, we may forget it, but then we will again assert it. When we go to a new place, we shift, wherever we are staying, we shift to a new place. And in the new place, we have to go to office, 10 miles or 20 miles we have to drive. So the first day we just take a printout of Google and then we look at it and then go. Second day also we look at it and go. Third day also we do it. Fourth day we just keep it for reference. Fifth day also we keep it for reference. After 1 week, we don't need the paper at all. We just keep it at home because we know it. That means our intellect is convinced. It's very clear about the route from home to office. Even though it's a new place, the intellectual conviction is there. If intellectual conviction is there, obviously realization has to happen. It's like telling, I am convinced that whatever, the bottle that is kept in front of me, the small bottle, is rat poison. I'm convinced that it is rat poison. If the conviction is there, it is as good as implementing. What is implementation here? Implementation is not drinking it, not consuming it. If I am convinced that, if my intellect is convinced that it is rat poison, then implementation automatically follows. So the difference between parokshyam and aparokshyam is said for people who have ego. If ego is there, then adhyasam. If ego is there, namarupam is there. Namarupam is considered real. In that case, you cannot know Brahman. So that's also the reason why Shankara says, Pashyan Abhina Pashyati Moodaha. It is very evident. Brahman is very evident because it is Akanda Ananda Bodham. Bodham or Chit. When we say Brahman, that's where we get afraid. When we hear Brahman or Paramatman, when Mahatmas are like, when people make bold statements saying, Kodastha, Turiya, Brahman, Paramatma, then we get afraid. Oof, that's something very far. These are beyond my intellect. I cannot grasp it. But when we say about Bodham, we say it is Chit. That means that Sphuranam is always there. That's the reason why Shankara says, Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktam Atma. In Brahmajnanavali Mala, he says, Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktoham Shantoham Prakrite Paraha. That's what he says there as well. I am Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Atma. I am ever the Atman because I am Chit. It is only when we have Nama Rupam, when we forget the reality of the world. Reality of the world means, I know reality of the world. I have a car and I am an expert in car. I know where the car was manufactured. I know who all owned it. At least only one person. Who all owned it. I know what is the make. I know the components of the car. I know the tire, how old the tire is. Everything I know. So that is real knowledge of the car. So that's not real knowledge with respect to the world. With respect to world as a whole, the real knowledge is not just learning various scriptures or various sciences, not scriptures. I take back the word, sorry. Various sciences. It's not learning sciences, but it is knowing as to what is the world in real. The world is none other than Brahman. So once we know that, once our intellect becomes convinced that the entire world, whatever is seen, is Brahman, then realization is there immediate. That's the reason why like realization, Ramana Maharshi used to tell that realization, we may think realization takes, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says 12 years, Amma says 5 years of scriptural study. So it's something, it will take me time. We think, but Ramana Maharshi used to tell, how long does it take to realize? If you enter into a room, which is like dark, it's at night, no windows. So you enter into the room, it's total darkness. You switch on the light. The time for the light to dispel darkness, that is the time taken for realization. Then what is the catch here? Then why don't everybody realize? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschit mam veti tatvatah. Very few people really work towards, out of thousands of people, one or very few want to know Brahman. They get Brahma Jijnyasa. And out of those like people who have Brahma Jijnyasa, very few really apprehend this. People learn Chatusutri Bhashyam, Shankara's Chatusutri Bhashyam with Bhamati or Panchapadika Vivaranam. They learn all commentaries, but they don't learn the basic, that what it says is just that the world is also Brahman. Though it doesn't directly say, it says like Brahman is that from where the world came, in which the world resides, and onto which the world merges. But that means, that is an indirect way of telling that the world is Brahman. So they fail to see with what is very evident. Pashyan abhina pashyati mudah. They don't see. Since they don't see, they learn everything and they still they don't realize. So intellectual conviction that there is only Brahman, which is our own nature of chit or bodham, that is enough for realization. So that is what Shankara also says, as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparah. Brahman is real because Brahman is from which everything comes. It is Sat, so it has to be real. Oh, can't we do away with the Sat? We cannot do away. Unfortunately, we cannot do away because we are that Sat. We can negate everything. We can negate even Amma. If we want, we can negate Amma. We can say, after doing lot of bhajan and sadhana, I don't feel I'm progressing towards realization. I have a lot of hurdles in life. So let me remove Amma from my life. You can do that. Very well, you can do that. You can remove anything and everything except yourself, except the consciousness. The conscious principle cannot be negated. So that's where Vidyaranya says that. If somebody says that, I can negate everything, I negated everything, I am shunyam. If somebody says, then the shastras say that such a person is deluded. Because he is already there. Jihvami asti nava ityuktir lajjai kevalam yata. So that this is in Vidyaranyas in Panchadashi gives a analogy here. So he says, this is one of Amma's favorite analogy. So that's where we should realize that Amma, whenever Amma says something, she is in fact quoting from the scriptures. So that's also the reason why she tells us to learn the scriptures. Because unless we learn the scriptures in the right way, we'll not know that Janmat Yasya Yataha, with that everything is known. We'll not know that. So we have to learn the scriptures. That is why Amma says that we have to learn. So she says the same thing. So Vidyaranya says that even as yata, even as lajjaye, lajja means lajjaye, like shameless person. Here it's not like a person shamefully, that means like he doesn't have any shame. That is what's the meaning here. So even as a person without shame, he says that I cannot speak. A person says I cannot speak. It will take a little bit time to apprehend it. So Amma says that even as we say with our own tongue that I cannot speak, it is like the same way when we say that there is no Ishvara. Vidyaranya says, even as a person, like foolishly, without any shame, he says, I cannot speak, I don't have any tongue. That is the way a person says, I am Shunyam. So the chit can never be negated. So we cannot do away with Brahman. So Brahman is there. Brahma Satyam, the Jagat, or Namarupam. Namarupam includes the name and form, the form of body and the name which is given to it, the ego's name, Ahankaram, everything, including the body, everything. So all those is Jagat, is Mithya. If that is the case, what about the Jiva? What about the I that is there in me? I cannot be negated. But the I that cannot be negated is the real Jiva, the Jiva of Turiya. He is not Vaishvanara, he is not Taijasa, he is not Prajna, he is the Atman. Sa Atma, Sa Vijneyaha, that is what Mandukya Upanishad says, that is the Atman. So the Atman cannot be negated, so the Jiva, the real I, that is Brahman alone, not different from it. So that's also the reason why Balakrishna says, to realize, we just need to purify this I. This Jiva has to be cleansed. How can you cleanse the Jiva? Mental thoughts you have to remove. Means you have to get rid of Namarupam. How can you get rid of the Namarupam of the I? By negating Namarupam, including this body, everything. Whatever can be negated, negated, that is purifying the I. That is the sadhana to be done. Once we do that, then this becomes one with Brahman. Anena Vedyam Sat Shastram. With this, anena, by this, Vedyam has been known. Sat Shastram. Sat Shastram means scripture about truth is already known. Thus says Vedanta. Is what Shankara says. So that means purification of I, intellectual conviction that there is only Brahman. All those are the same thing, different perspective, that's it. If we are able to get the intellectual conviction, then we'll be able to peer through Namarupam. We'll be able to realize that there is only Brahman and that Brahman is me. If I am that Brahman, I'll become Anandam. Oh, I became Brahman today. What will happen? If I become Brahman, like who will take care of my family? Who will take care of my needs? How will I join Chinmaya Mission? There is only one answer to it. Can't help it. Can't help it because you are already Brahman. That's what the Shastras say, that Tattvamasi. Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. O Shvetaketo, that Atman you already are. That is what Brahma Sutra also says here. That Atman, we are that Atman. We are already Brahman. We just need to get the intellectual conviction. When getting intellectual conviction, we may falter, we may forget after some time. It takes 1 week to get used to a new route. But after 1 week, it becomes clear. Similarly, it will take time for the intellect to get completely or fully convinced about this. And that is the reason why we need to learn lot of shastras. We need to do more and more shravanam, mananam and adhidhyasanam because in order to get the intellectual conviction. If a person can get the intellectual conviction and decide now that okay, from this moment onwards, I'll always remember that Namarupam is Mithya. I'll remember that Jagat has to be Mithya because Chinmadyasyataha, there is only Brahman. And that Brahman is Akanda Ananda Bodham. It is my own nature. If a person says, I will have this conviction, then from the next moment or from this moment itself, there will be no Dukkham. There cannot be any Dukkham because my nature is Anandam. There is no other entity. There is no Raga Dvesham. There is nothing. These are all different perspectives. You can see at it from different perspectives. That Raga Dvesham we have to remove. Dvaitam we have to remove. Everything is one and the same thing. Only thing we need is intellectual conviction. So intellectual conviction, we can say that intellectual conviction is different from experience. That is for people who just have the conviction, not conviction, who have heard about it, whose intellect knows, but it is not convinced. That is why people like just learn the scripture, they are not convinced of it, they don't really know it, therefore it doesn't become experience. In all other cases, at least if we get Balakrishna says, at least if we get intellectual knowledge, that is more than enough. for realization. Okay, that's not just Balakrishna Nair, it's Krishna also. Nahinyanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate tat svayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. Nahi jnanena sadrisham, jnanena sadrisham, like jnana, there is nothing. Pavitram iha vidyate, pavitram na vidyate. Here there is nothing more purer than jnanam. Why? Because tat svayam, that by itself, yoga samsiddha. So what is yoga? Samatvam yoga uchyate. So that means yoga means what? Samatvam, if we repay samatvam with this Brahma Sutra knowledge, then that means the entire katakudya adikam sarvam mrittika matrame vahitadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. The entire world is Brahman, that is samadrishti. So if we can have that is samatvam. So yoga samsiddha, if we have that yoga, we have got jnanam, and then we have this yoga, then kalena, in due course of time, atmani vindati, it will lead him to the atman. But the difference is svayam, that means it by itself. It's the same thing that Yoga Vasishtha also says, when Mahabali, there's a beautiful portion of Yoga Vasishtha where Mahabali's story is explained. So Mahabali, it will become long, so I'll keep it short. Like Mahabali asked Shukracharya about truth. He said, asked about the truth. Shukracharya says that whatever is there, don't bother. Like whatever is there, that is one alone, and that is the Atman. That is you alone. Whatever is there is one Brahman alone. Chidiha astihi chinmatram idam chinmayamevatya chitvam chidaham yetecha lokaha chidhi sangraha. I want to enter into word meaning here. Means everything is chit. That is what Vedanta says. And then he says that, like, have this in your mind, have this in your intellect always. Evam vilokya diye dheya. So, like, put this in your mind, keep this in your intellect. If you have this in your intellect, or you have the intellectual conviction, that means you are always remembering, that is intellectual conviction. Intellectual conviction means being convinced of it. Fully convinced, that means always remembering that it is my poison. That is intellectual conviction. So if that is there, swayam by itself, eva, definitely by itself, atmana atmanam, atmana, by the atman, by yourself, atmanam brahman, or the self again, anantapadam, the state of anantam, state of akanda anandam, that state apyasi, you will attain. That means by yourself, with the help of yourself, you will attain the self, yourself, you don't need anything else. So if intellectual conviction is there, then automatically it's just a matter of time that the person realizes Brahman. So we just need to remember that the entire world is Brahman, because the world has come from Brahman, it resides in Brahman, merges onto Brahman. That which comes out of Brahman, that which resides in Brahman, that which goes back onto Brahman cannot be different from Brahman. A person who knows, who doesn't even know Vedanta, who just reads this translation of Brahma Sutra, that the world comes from Brahman, the world resides in Brahman, the world merges onto Brahman. If he has at least some intellect, some logic, if he reads it, he will immediately say, who are you trying to fool? Who are you trying to fool by telling there is a world and there is Brahman? What you are telling is that there is only Brahman, and you are trying to fool me by introducing a term called world. If a person has a sharp intellect, he uses proper logic, then he will immediately recognize it. It is a pity that many of the people who learn Brahma Sutra, who are Vedantic seekers, they fail to apprehend just this one step beyond, or looking one step beyond, or going a little deeper into the verbal meaning. verbal or literal translation of the Upanishad, and they enter into analysis, long heated arguments as to whether the world exists. Oh, I need to write a work against Mayavada Khandanam. I need to write a commentary on Advaita Siddhi to refute Nyayamrita. I need to do that. I'll go to Udupi and then find out Madhvacharya and argue with him. So people who enter into all these things, like Balakrishna gives an analogy, beautiful analogy. He says there was a conference, like people entered into a conference, like the current day scientists. Whatever happens, I think I've told it again and again, but whatever happens, some conference is held, like we are doing now. If we want moksha, then we need to have a conference on Brahma Sutra. What does Brahma Sutra really say? So they had conference. Luckily for us, we are concentrating on Brahman, so it is fine. So people like entered into the conference, and then the topic or the focus was the water, or about water. What water? Water in desert. So they were analyzing, oh, is it salty? Can we drink it? And taking into consideration the current scenario or the situation of the world, some people might also think, can I bottle it? Can I create a company like Aquafina? Can I create like Desert Fina? Can I create something like that? We'll think. So all those like discussions are of no use. There is no use learning about Jagat, about creation. So whenever since we know Brahma Sutra, we know the depth of Brahma Sutra, that there is Brahman, there is only Chit and Jadam. Chit is Brahman, Jadam is not at all there. Jadam is only an illusion in Chit. Anytime somebody starts speaking about creation, can you please explain me how the world came? Did Amma create or did Brahman create? How did Brahman create? Can you tell me does the Chit Tanmatra come first? And then Sukshma Indriyas come first? Does Hiranyagarbha come first? Or Virat come first? Can you please explain to me? We should immediately say, oh, whatever you want, you can take, don't worry. You can take any meaning you want, it doesn't matter. Because finally, I will reply to you. I can do one thing. I can explain the concepts as per what Shankara says, what Vidyaranya says in Panchadashi, and then after explaining to you and convincing you for 5 years, after that I'll tell you that, oh, I'm really sorry, I was mistaken, whatever I told, please erase it now. The world doesn't exist. I'll be doing that. So do you really want it? So even it doesn't matter if Paramatma says, doesn't matter, okay, don't stop listening to Paramatma because of it. It is fine, but creation theory or anything that is away from this Chit, that doesn't really speak about Chit. Chit means that doesn't speak about Chit alone. That means that Chit alone is there, Jadam is not at all there. Anything that doesn't speak about it, we shouldn't learn it. Even if it is Amrita Swarupananda who speaks, or Paramatma, whatever the reason may be. When we are learning, even if we are learning or listening to Dakshinamurti Ashtakam of Paramartha CD on Dakshinamurti Ashtakam, we can learn it, but after learning immediately we should try to see. Okay, let me see whether Shankara says about Chit and Jadam. How can I understand or remember by heart the work and utilize it by harmonizing it with Chit and Jagam? That should be what we should do. And that means, if we are able to do that, that means we have the intellectual conviction. That means it is only a matter of time before we realize that we are Brahman. That means it's only a matter of time that you will come back to me and say, oh, I am Brahman, can you please help me out? Amma, can you help me out? I realize that I am Brahman. What to do now, Amma? So we will say that one day. It's a guarantee. Okay, don't come back to me and say, oh, you said it is a guarantee. Okay, I am not telling. what Krishna says, and Yoga Vasishtha says. So you can go to Vasishtha and ask. He's a Saptarishi, so he's always alive. Whenever you want, you can go and ask him. So don't come to me. No questions encouraged. So it's a truth that, like, if we are able to do that, if we have the intellectual conviction, if we are able to remember this, that Jadam is only Chit, Jadam is Mahamarupam, which is Mithya, and Chit alone is there, then it is only a matter of time that we will realize. And then we will cry at that time, oh, I became Brahman. I had a good time before, like, had a good time listening to Brahma Sutra discussion on based on Chit Jadam, but now I can't do that because I am Brahman. I miss those times. We'll have to worry about it. But at that time, like, you can go and ask Amma. Like, whatever you have, you can go and ask Amma, because at that time you will not be able to ask. There is only Brahman to. So whom to ask, what to ask, when to ask, why to ask, there is only Brahman. So there will not be any asking. So if that is the case, then what about activities in the world? It is Mithya. That means it's like dream. It's a dream world. Do whatever you want. Just remember that it's only Chit and Jadam. It doesn't matter what we are doing. It doesn't matter. It only matters whether our intellect is focused on Chit and Jadam. So that is what is called as Sakshi Bhavam, or Avastatraya Sakshi, or Kutastha Bhavam. It's as simple as that. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm trying, like, for the last 1 month after learning Mandukya Upanishad, I'm trying to be a Sakshi. But try whatever I may, this I doesn't vanish. It's still there. This I of Shanti still exists. I cannot get away from it. What to do? Nothing to worry about it. You don't need to get rid of that I. You just need to have the intellectual conviction that it's only Chit and that is me. Akanda Ananda Bodham. That alone is there, that I am. Automatically the other way I will say, oh, till now, like, I had a good time because the person, like, didn't find the way out of it. Now I can't go near him. He has a protection. He is protected by wiper system. Vehicle security system, so I can't go near him. Then it will run away. So that's what really will happen. So that is called Sakshi Bhavam. Sakshi Bhavam is just in the intellect, not trying to say, oh, like, I heard Paramatma's discourse and he said, like, we should be Sakshi. Therefore, now what I do is, like, I try to do only good activities. I try to, like, act in the world. I try to do things, lot of things. We don't need to do anything. Like, we can do whatever we want. Whatever we need, we can do. We should do whatever we want to do, but still, this intellectual conviction is what is important, what is really required. So in the intellect, I'll remember Chit Jadam. Okay, like, it's getting time for my tea. So let me break out of Brahma Sutra discourse. That's also fine. There is nothing wrong in it. Oh, I can't go for Seattle trip. That's also fine. Just that intellectual conviction that Chit Jadam alone exists. That is what really is required. And if we have that, like, in our mind, then we can do anything. Whatever we do, we will not be affected because we are Chit. As long as we don't remember this, even though we may say Aham Brahmasmi and give, like, long discourse on second sutra, Brahma Sutra, without intellectual conviction. In words you say Chit Jadam, but internally, oh, how can I wind up this discourse and get away from? If you do that, like, you will not be able to get bliss because you are not a Sakshi. Sakshi Bhavam is when our intellect says, remembers Chit Jadam, says, I am Chit always. Jadam is Mithya. It always remembers Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahma Yavanaparaha. It remembers and does everything. Everything means, oh, Vidyaranya speaks about Yatishta Charanam. Amma says that if you are a sannyasi, you should be a role model. Krishna says, Yadyad Acharati Shrestha Tattade Vaitaro Janaha Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokas Tadanu Vartate. Role model. So, I cannot say that I am jnani, therefore yateshta charanam will happen, so I have to do good activities. It's not my word again. Nobody says like that. Krishna doesn't say. Krishna, of all people, Krishna doesn't say that. Amma says it for certain people, that is perspective vision. Krishna doesn't say that yateshta charanam will happen. You have to do only good karma. Sadacharam. Sadachara. Ashtakam Sadacharam. Work itself is there. There are works about Sadacharam. Sadacharam. People read Sadacharam, work of Shankara. So Sadacharam, so what does Krishna say? Apiche Suduracharo Bhajate Mam Ananyabha Sadureva Samantavyah Samyak Vyavasito Hisahar. Apiche Suduracharo, not Duracharam. Duracharam means, okay, some bad karma. Suduracharam. It's a beautiful word that the Lord uses there. Durachar, okay, Sadacharam, or whenever we use su to things, that means like it is something very good, or like the best of the category, that is what su when we add. Here, Duracharam, Duracharam means bad activity. Suduracharam, that means the peak of bad activity. If a person does bhajate mam ananya bhag, but ananya bhajanam he is doing. Oh, how can ananyam means like one, only one thought. In that case, how can he do duracharam? So ananyam means like the mind is such that like you can do multi-processing. Even when we are discussing, like we are thinking, oh, what will I have with thee? Which bhajan I can sing today? So multi-processing is the capability of the mind. So ananya bhajanam means this chit jadam chinta is there in the mind. If that is there, sadureva samantavyaha saha, that person, mantavyaha, should be known, considered sadhu. Eva, sadhu eva. Sadhu only, he should be considered as a sadhu only. Why? Samyak vyavasitohi saha. Because his mind is constantly in me. Oh, in that case, will he ever remain a subduracharam? So Krishna says, no, don't worry. Like, slowly I will take him out of that duracharam, he will come out of the duracharam. The same thing he says, apichedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakrattamaha sarvam jnanaplaveneivam vrijinam santarishyasi. In the fourth chapter he says, apichedasi papebhya sarvebhya papebhya papakrattamaha. So sarvebhya papebhya, all karma, all papas, greater than all papas, what does he do? Papakrit tamaha. So it's superlative. We say like sukam, sukataram, sukatamam. So it's like telling good, better, best. Sukam, sukataram and sukatamam. Superlative, that means a peak. Papakrit tamaha. That means krittamaha. He does papas, the maximum papas he does, but still sarvam. Sarvam means all those papas. Jnanaplaveneva vrijinam santarishyasi. The papas, the vrijinam, all the papas, sins that he has accrued, he will cross over those sins with the log of jnanam. With the jnana nauka also we can say, he will cross over. So if jnanam is there, if this intellect is there, chit jadam, then there is no karma. That means there is only chit. If there is only chit, where is good and bad? That's why, oh, you are saying about Gita. Amma doesn't say that. Like Tantras doesn't say, so I will not accept it. Dharma adharma vivarjita. Dharma adharma vivarjita. Vivarjitam means not there. What? Dharma and adharma. That means there is neither dharma nor adharma. Devi is one who is devoid of dharma and adharma. Oh, Devi is devoid of dharma and adharma, but I am not. In that case, Brahmatmaike Swarupini Mithya Jagat Adishthana. So all those namas clearly say that Devi alone is present. If Devi alone is present and Devi is devoid of dharma and adharma, then everything is devoid of dharma and adharma. So there is no dharmam and adharmam. The same thing Amma also says in many places. So we don't need to think, oh, so whatever like actions we do, it doesn't matter as long as we remember Chitta and Jadam. If we remember Chitta and Jadam, then that means Chitta alone is there. We'll continue later.